Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Appian Property Group full year results briefing. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Tim Slattery, Chief Executive Officer, and Joseph Durango, Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much, and good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us on a busy day. We will try to use everyone's time most efficiently covering the slides in about 15 minutes before we turn to Q&A. So getting straight into it, on slide 3 of our presentation, noting that APN became a staple group during FY20, we are pleased to report our operating earnings after tax came in at $10.4 million, 12% higher than 2019, which equates to 3.12 cents per security. Consistent with our guidance during the last half, funds under management closed the year at $2.7 billion, which reflected good growth in our listed REITs with over $160 million of new acquisitions, which is offset by the fall in the mark-to-market value of our real estate securities fund. Distributions were set at 3.15 cents per security in line with prior guidance. And despite the change in our NTA, which is predominantly due to listed market movements in our co-investments, our balance sheet remains in excellent shape with the net cash position, as you can see there. On slide 4, and leaving aside the very significant human and economic impacts outside the business of the COVID-19 pandemic, other than the change of the market value of the A-REIT sector, COVID has really had a relatively small impact on our operations. I think the cash collection rates for two listed REITs speak to the quality of those portfolios in our funds and their underlying tenant bases. Our teams continue to operate very effectively throughout the period, and I think this is probably exemplified by the series of additional acquisitions and the associated debt and equity raising transactions undertaken in convenience retail REIT during the period, as well as you would have seen the establishment of the new APN Global REIT Income Fund, as well as the results that we've reported today and earlier this week. So I'll now pass you over to Joseph to run through the financials.
Thank you, Tim, and good morning, everyone. Turning to slide 5, the results for FY20 continue to build on continued and sustained growth across the group. Funds under management, as Tim mentioned, decreased by 9% to $2.7 billion at year-end. This is reflecting the continued growth in our two listed vehicles, offset by a reduction in the market value of our holdings in our real estate securities funds experienced in the last quarter of the financial year. Recurring income remained steady as a result, however, still reflects strong long-term compound annual growth. And following the wide-scale market reaction in March, APD security prices has recovered and continues to deliver strong long-term compound annual returns. Turning to slide 6, and APN delivered a strong operating earnings growth for the full year. Funds management fees increased 2% year on year. This is largely driven by recognising fees during the year following acquisitions in both APN Industrial REIT and APN Convenience Retail REIT, and offset by lower fees in the real estate securities division due to the market movements in the last 4 months. Leasing and property fees increased following the internalisation of property management at ADI's Brisbane Technology Park, which has driven additional leasing outcomes, including 11,000 square metres over 49 transactions at BTP alone. Co-investment income decreased marginally due to a higher previous year as a result of the final distribution received for the completion of the Stellar Fund and offset by this year by increases in distributions from ADI and AQR. Rental income was nil during the year following the successful syndication of APN Nowra Property Fund in the year before. Overall, operating earnings increased 12% to 3.12 cents per stapled security. This was driven by a change in the tax arrangements as a result of the stapling transaction and one-off lower employment costs due to reversal of share-based payments. Offsetting this was $900,000 of product development costs included in operating earnings that's not yet contributing material revenue income streams. Non-operating activities after tax was a $6.2 million decline. The two key factors in this is largely driven by unrealized mark-to-market falls in our co-investments and offset by the reversal of deferred tax liabilities as a result of the stapling structure. Moving to the following slide, slide seven, and the group is continues to be well positioned in the current environment and for future growth. The group has cash holdings of $16.3 million and modest amounts, minimal amounts of debt. Net tangible assets decreased largely as a result of the closing prices of our listed co-investment holdings at 30 June. And in line with our co-investment model, we continue to maintain material stakes primarily in our listed funds. In the second half of the year, we utilised our existing debt facility to increase our co-investment stake in AQR, which has continued to trade well and continued to sell down the remainder of our APN Regional Property Fund with a further $2 million sold post-year-end. It is important to note that subsequent to 30 June, both ADI and AQR share prices have increased 3 and 9% respectively. And now I'll hand over to Tim to run through some of the key operational highlights across the group. While Tim rejoins due to a technical issue, I'll just quickly highlight on some of the key operational highlights. So just turning to slide eight, our real estate securities division continued to perform strongly. There was obviously during the half some mark-to-market movements across the underlying AREIT strategies. However, products continued to be well positioned and received. We saw minimal net flow changes across the platforms, but our products continue to be well placed. Turning to slide nine, we see our products continue to outperform the various benchmarks and indices, and continue to be well placed with lower standard deviations compared to our peers. And moving on to slide 10, our Asian REIT fund continues to receive strong inflows during the half, despite a sell-off during February and March as a result of the COVID pandemic. During the year or during the last few months, we launched the global REIT Income Fund. This is leveraging APN's experience across real estate product set, where we are able to leverage our existing operating model and investment strategy to provide investors access to global REITs, and really is part of a broader international exposure and diversification for our investors. Moving on to Industrial REIT, and it's had another strong year. It's acquired over $57 million of assets and raised $47 million in equity in November. It recorded strong leasing volume of over 28,000 square metres and continues to be well placed with very minimal rent deferrals and waivers during the year as a result of the COVID pandemic. Moving to slide 13, slide 13 provides a bit of a breakdown of the portfolio. The valuations have been relatively held resilient during the half, during the year, with most of the portfolio showing some signs of increase or remaining stable.
Thanks, everyone. I'm not sure what happened there. The conference line dropped out. So we're at slide 13.
So Tim, we're we're up to slide 13 and 14 of APN Industrial REIT. If you want to hand back to you to continue on.
Thanks. Look, apologies for that. Look, we'll just cover the the two REITs relatively quickly. But convenience retail REIT, turning to slide 16. I think you've probably many of you have seen the result, but convenience retail REIT has delivered another strong operating performance, SFO growth up 13.3%. And you can see with a very high quality portfolio with Chevron acquiring Puma Energy during the period. We've seen significant portfolio growth with a WALE of over 10 years and significant activity in this sector. We think the vehicle's well placed to continue to grow as a focus on non-discretionary retail. You can see that the cash collections of over 99.9% mean it's got a very high and stable cash income profile to it. We moving ahead, our direct property, our unlisted funds on slide 19, we've had a series of successes over the year. We have exited or exchanged a contract to exit our only discretionary retail property in the APN COVID North Retail Fund, which was at a premium to book value and a premium to acquisition price. We've had excellent leasing outcomes on our regional property fund, and our Nowra property fund continues to deliver a strong income yield of over 8%. We've also been making good progress on what is a larger multi-stage development on our 22,000 square metre site in Port Melbourne, which sits in APN Development Fund number 2. Perhaps what's not on here, which is significant, is the efforts the team has undertaken to grow this part of the business over the year. And I can advise we're the underbidder on the recent Telstra data centre project, which was a $400 million acquisition that we put together a syndicate of private capital to acquire. So that was a 30-year net lease to Telstra, which I think highlights the group's activity and our ability to work with private capital, whether that's here and internationally, to build this unlisted part of the business. So moving ahead, we have had a period of activity, but we've also remained disciplined in FY20. You can see on slides 20 and 21. On slide 21, you can see the value of offers that we've submitted relative to what we've acquired at a bit over 10%, which I think highlights that we are continuing to be disciplined with what we're buying, and really where we've missed out, it's fundamentally come down to a view on value relative to the other players in the market. So in terms of our outlook on slide 22, the business remains, we think, in an excellent position to continue to grow. We think we've got strong ongoing investor demand for our product set, given that we see a whole lot of investors still looking to access reliable sources of income in uncertain and volatile markets. We've got a very low interest rate environment and significant uncertainty, even with traditional sources of income like bank dividends being placed at some level of uncertainty. We also think there'll be significant further acquisition opportunities, whether they're coming from distressed vendors with poorly capitalised ownership structures, or also corporates or governments looking to release capital from balance sheets. As you can see, there's obviously a series of stresses being put on those vendors through the COVID situation. The products, I think the investment track record we've got and the expertise, as well as the product set, you can see there that the chart at the bottom, the series of distribution yields that we're offering, we think there's certainly an attractive set of products there that we have in the market. And I think with APN, with our track record, but also with the alignment and the balance sheet capacity, we're well placed to continue to grow into FY21. So on the following slide, 23, finally, with our distributions, we were pleased to declare distributions of 3.15 cents per security, which was in line with the guidance during the period. And then the board has set distribution guidance for FY21 in the range of 2.5 to 2.8 cents per security. And that's obviously subject to a continuation of current market conditions and no unforeseen events occurring. So with that, I'll pass back to the operator to take any questions. Thanks.
Thank you. At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star then two. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask a question. To ask a question, please press star then one. Let's pause to see if there are any questions, Mrs. Slattery. I'll do a final reminder. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one. There are no questions in the queue at this time.
All right. Thanks everyone for joining us, and look forward to catching up with you soon. Thanks.
Thank you. That concludes today's call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.